Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now let me get to this season ticket gift, because this has been going on forever, where the Mets, and really every team, will send you a box. Now back in the day, that box would feature tickets. You'd open the box, there'd be tickets. You'd have to rip it off if it's out of its booklet. You'd have to split them off, maybe divvy them up. And you had 81 games times two, 162 tickets. A few years ago, the New York Mets, like every other sports team, said, what are we doing? We don't need tickets. We're going to save trees. We're not going to cut them down. Everything's digital. So in lieu of tickets, they would still send you something. They'd send you a gift. And they sent gifts before that. But now the gift took on big meaning, because you're not sending me tickets. So what the hell are you sending me? You better make it a good gift. Otherwise, you're just wasting on postage. Like, I'm opening a box of what? So my favorite, one of my favorite Met gifts that they sent, and this was during the Wilpon year, so I'm going to give them credit, was in 2012, which was the 50th anniversary of the franchise. They gave everybody a Met jersey, and you got to pick the number and pick the name on the back. So a lot of people would pick their own name, or they pick a favorite player. That is famously where I got my 26 Bronya jersey, from that beautiful present that the Mets sent. Rico Bronya, by the way, the reason why this podcast, because I still get emails about this. I love the podcast, Pete, Evan. Why is it called Rico Bronya? I like Rico Bronya. That's it. There's no backstory other than that. He was a hell of a ball player. I loved his defense at first base. If you go back in the archives, we have a great discussion with Rico Bronya in which I basically professed my love for him. So go back and listen to it. It was during the offseason. So that was one of my favorite giveaways. Last year, though, the bar was set very high. As Pete remembers, the Mets sent a box. You'd open the box up, and there'd be a video in the box with a history of the team, 60-year anniversary, and it would be like a five-minute video, dramatic video, talking about the history of the franchise. What could be cooler than that? So here's what they did. Is it cooler? It may not be cooler, but better, because that box that they sent me a year ago, I opened it a couple of times. I watched the video. Now what? I haven't opened it up in a year. You know, it's not like I keep it around the house, then I reopen it. So they sent me something this year that is going to be useful for the rest of time. And when I first opened it up, I had no idea what it was. I was like, what the hell is this? And there was a pamphlet teaching me, oh, you can set this up. It was called a Tidbit, a T-I-D-B-Y-T. And it was a scoreboard, like a mini scoreboard. And I'm like, did they send me a scoreboard? What is this? So I go online and look at this tidbit. I learn how to kind of sign up for it because it's got to connect to your Wi-Fi and you got to download an app and then your app's connected to it. You could put whatever you want on this. They'll give you the weather. They'll give you the time. They'll give you the Met score from the day. They'll display messages. And I went online to the Tidbit website. It costs $180. Steve Cohen sent a $180 piece of technology to me and other season ticket holders. So I kind of have to give that the edge, Pete, because I can use that. My wife can use that. She thinks it's you could put stocks up there. Like, I was looking at the different features on this Tidbit. Basically, you can put whatever you want. They've got a clock with the time. They have a reading challenge where I guess you could put how many books you read in the week, and it'll show you how many books you still need to read. It'll put sports scores. They got football. They got baseball. They got basketball, ESPN news, NHL scores, NBA score. Oh, crap. I see the Nets game. Yeah, they lost 108-102. Thanks. Thanks for the reminder, you stupid Fitbit. It'll tell you, there's one for standings. It'll have the standings flip. Basically, whatever the hell you want can be on this screen that looks like a scoreboard. Bro, Steve Cohen sent me an expensive gift.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So wait, first of all, how big is it? Is it like the size of like a laptop, like an iPad? Like how big is the screen?
A little bit smaller than an iPad.
Okay.
A little bit, not as tall, but just as wide. Like a nice looking score. I took a picture of it on my phone. Obviously, this is a podcast, but I can show Pete and then he can describe it to the people. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, I would love to see it, actually.
All right, here we go. I'm going to show it to you. And then you could tell the people what you think of it size-wise.
And what is that that's sitting on a desk right now?
Yeah, I put it on. Don't analyze everything that's on my desk.
No, I'm comparing it to sizes to some other things that you have on there.
It's like a smaller iPad. Would you agree?
Yes, I definitely would. And it is. It's definitely a scoreboard. It's definitely a scoreboard.
Dude, it looks just like a score. I thought Steve Cohen was sending us like a mini replica of the Mets scoreboard, which it is, except you could put whatever you want on it. Now, the problem with this Mets score, which I put up, so right now my default is the Sunday score, Cardinals 8, Mets 7, Mets had 14 hits, Cardinals had 9, is I can't do that because the games I DVR.
Oh.
I said that to my wife. I was like, honey, I can't do the scores thing. She's in favor of the weather. She's like, look, it'll be useful for the family. As we're eating breakfast, we could see the clock and we could see the temperature outside. I said, great.
That's
but
brilliant.
Dude, there's a million different options. And I just can't get over it. Like, it's a $200 gift. I know that season tickets cost, trust me. It's a lot more than $200. You know, it's thousands of dollars. But still, this is the world we live in now with Steve Cohen. Next year, he's going to send me a check for 10 grand.
He may send you the same therapist or nutritionist they sent to Edwin Diaz.
That's a good little season ticket gift, Stevie. I got to tell you, very impressed.
No, and it's actually useful too, which is like you said, like when you look when you first say a scoreboard, I'm like, what am I going to do with it? But you're right. Like if you're sitting there in the morning, you go downstairs, you're eating breakfast, whatever you're doing, and boom, it's right there. Everything's right in front of you. You just have to look up. It's already planned. It's great.
It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve Cohen. We'll obviously have another Rico Bronya Monday night after another Met gets hurt. Probably after Pete Alonso gets hurt. No, I'm kidding. I didn't want to put that in the atmosphere. No, but we will give you an extra Rico this week because throughout spring training, I've said over and over again, we're going to do a whole podcast about potential radical realignment, and we've never done it, mainly because there's always something going on in spring training. Like, we haven't had a slow couple of days. So I figure we're just going to give you a bonus episode. So look out for that sometime this week where we discuss radical realignment. We got a lot of preview editions coming up as we get you set for opening day. And obviously the latest on this Met roster, which we're not going to be right about when we made our roster predictions, because guys are going to be on the injured list. That was always the caveat when you make these roster predictions. You can't predict injuries as much as we try. So a lot of Rico's coming up over the next 2 weeks as we creep closer and closer and closer to opening day. We are a week from Thursday away from Mets, Marlins, Contra Scherzer. Let's freaking go. Could email the pod, therico@gmail.com, therico@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and downloading. I'll be with Craig 2 o'clock on the Fan, Pete producing Tiki and Tierney. Thank you for listening to Rico Bro.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.